I hope you guys can bear with me as I'm going off a laptop. It's very professional and stuff. Normally Joel has his lovely slides up, but I don't have any of that. So just tonight is imagination time. All right. And once I unlock it, I'm good to go. Okay, so I just want to start by saying God is just so good. I just need to start by saying that. And without God, we just don't have a chance or a hope in the world. And I think it was so awesome this morning. Joel spoke on don't be afraid. And Brian was speaking on just like the faithfulness of God. And I thought that was so fantastic. It kind of ties into what I want to talk about. I think it's so fantastic. It's exciting when, how exciting is it when, you know, we're going through something tough, we're going through a trial, we just get to the edge and we've been praying for that thing and we're going, oh God, like, you know, this financial thing is just on the edge, and if I don't get it paid by next week, then it's like, it's all gone. Or my friend's dealing with cancer and, you know, she's on deathbed or whatever, or just all this different stuff. And then at the last moment, then God comes through and, you know, you've been praying and suddenly it's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. Like, and we have this awesome testimony and we love that, you know, it's so exciting, the faithfulness of God, you know, Philippians 4:13, you know, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yeah, it's really easy. When things are going well, to trust God and His goodness and His faithfulness. But I want to talk to you about what happens when God doesn't calm the storm. What do we do when we pray and nothing happens? Or things seem to get worse, you know, and that friend that you've been praying for dies, and you've been praying for them for months, or that financial thing that you've been praying for breakthrough for, still a year later is there, and you're still dealing with it. You know, how do we respond, you know, when the promises of God suddenly feel so distant? You know, those things that you've been pronouncing, declaring, are suddenly just like the most distant thing in the world. And how do we respond when we stand on that dark and stormy sea and we see the waves towering hundreds of miles above us and it's growing and it feels like, you know, they're going to crash any minute, and the enemy just lurking, circling below, you know, and you're feeling hopeless and you're feeling lost. And you're trying to find the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you're trying to see that silver lining, that compass to show you which way is up as you tumble in the waters, or which way to go. And nothing makes any sense. And in those moments, you know, we despairingly say, you know, God, I don't understand. I thought you said this. I thought you were on this. Why is this happening? Why won't you calm this storm? It hurts, you know, and this still voice, you know, that we always hear, it responds by saying, come fix your eyes on me and walk on the waters of this storm. And we say, God, I've already hopped out of the boat. I've been praying in faith. I've surrendered it all to you, and I put my trust in you. I'm standing in faith on the water. Isn't that enough? What more can I possibly do? And again, he just gently replies, now stand firm and walk with me through it. And these are moments that we all face at different times and different levels. Certainly one that I'm walking through right now. And naturally, it's so easy to despair. It's so easy to give up, to allow, you know, those waves to crash on us, to let ourselves sink into the oceans, into the world, into, you know, its master. And however, like, there is an alternative choice, but it's a much harder choice. You know, to choose to fix our eyes on Christ and to strengthen ourselves in Him and to walk it out, and to walk through the storm. And, yeah, as I said, it's kind of a bit of a journey that God's definitely been taking me on this last year. It's definitely part of my own journey. And even from the start of the year, being very clearly told by God to leave this job that I was at, because He had directed me somewhere else to a job that I didn't actually have yet, and walking that out and seeing the amazing provision of God offer in between work in those places, and just waiting and waiting on God and knowing that He's promised something but still waiting and sitting in that in between, and then being offered one of the my dream jobs, you know, to be able to do one of these amazing things that I've always dreamt of on a casual basis, being promised full-time down the track, and just waiting in that and working in that and waiting in that, and then meeting my beautiful girlfriend, Zapriya, and, you know, journeying with that for nearly 6 months now, and seeing such an amazing bunch of God appointments in through my work and even just through life, and you know, to receiving full funding then for this amazing position that I've always wanted and dreamt of and felt that God's just calling me into, all this amazing testimonies that's coming out of this job, and applying for that position and then being the top applicant, and then hearing from the immigration lawyers that Supriya had to go back to America and all our visa options were exhausted, and we worked through that and everything, and you're starting to wonder, God, what the heck is going on here? And then hearing that all our promised funding for our program that we had been withdrawn only as of last week, and learning that my position that I'd really dreamed of and always hoped of no longer existed. And then dealing with a bunch of other issues and my hours reduced and applying for other jobs and then being bedridden during the interviews and just all sorts of things on top of each other. And you start to go, you know, you're breathing in and you're going, God, I don't understand. I'm in this storm. And you know, you go and help Jesus. And there'd be a lot of other people probably in this room that are facing things far more drastic than the ones that I'm sharing here. You know, life and death, relationally, physically, spiritually, you know. And we come to this place, you know, what I said, help Jesus, I can't see. And how do I respond to this impossible call to walk in the storm? How do we keep our eyes fixed and strengthen ourselves in Christ when we can't see the end? Ephesians 6:13-18, if you guys have your Bibles with you, please feel free to turn. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Having done everything we can do, we strengthen ourselves to stand and walk through the storm by putting on our spiritual armor, or in this scenario, a spiritual life jacket, you know. But what does that mean? You know, we talk about the armor of God so often, and I think I definitely have thought of it in such a terms of, it's like we're putting on this armor in with this crazy effort, and we're you know, I'm strapping up, I'm like really, you know, digging in, trying to get it on, and we have this mentality of, I'm putting on this armor because I'm gonna have to go out there. I'm gonna have to fight like crazy just to survive. You know, I'm gonna have to put in all this effort. I'm just trying to survive. But what is the armor of God? It's the truth, righteousness, and salvation. Our confidence in the ability to stand before God blameless, and to be able to come to Him whenever we need or even desire. Colossians 1:11 verse 12 says, "May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light." It doesn't make sense, but we can walk through our storm with incredible joy and thankfulness. Why? Why do we get to do that? Why, when everything is going so dark and impossible and things are getting worse and nothing makes sense, how the heck do we walk through the storm with joy and thankfulness? Because we go according to His glorious might, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. It's because it's not us that are going through it. And it's not us that is going to get us through it. Instead, we get to be joyful knowing that God will be our strength and our refuge. And we get to stand on His promises even when we can't see the end. And how do we do this? It comes to our shield of faith, which strengthens us when the liar comes to throw those flaming darts of temptation and doubt. You know, those promises can't be real. You know, these are all lies that the enemy will say. You know, the promises can't be real. You know, or you would have seen them by now, right? You know, give in. You've tried. It's too hard. You've tried your hardest, you know. Now it's just time to just let go. You've done all you could do. Just let go. Or even, it's impossible for you. The testimonies of other people, yeah, maybe it was okay for them, but for you it's impossible. You know, and it's these darts that they're trying to pop your spiritual life jacket, just trying to get you to just sink into the ocean of doubt and temptation. And just full sink, you know. And but the funny thing is, as so often we think of it, it's when we're in this moment, we're going, it's just me. I'm just going through this, and it's such a like isolating thing. But when we look at the Bible, all of the great heroes of the faith faced incredible storms. But their faith was what enabled them to endure. I want to read a passage from Hebrews 11:32-40 to you guys. And it says, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon or Barak or Samson or Japheth or David or Samuel and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became turned to strength, rooted enemy armies, powerful, received women armies, released others who were, some faced jeers and flogging, released back their dead imprisonment. They were put to death by a sword in two. They were killed by the sword. They were killed in sheep's enemy, goat skins, destitute, purse skins, and treated. The world was not put to death, but they wandered in the deserts, living in the ground. These were all for their back, their dead caves and holes, yet received promised. Since God had been able and something better for us. So together, back their dead, but only never seeing the salvation of what had been promised, and yet their never seeing eyes, their resurrection remained promised, upwards and outwards. In second, they were put 3-2. They were killed. Paul says, in fact, everyone something better for a godly life in Jesus Christ will be persecuted. In fact, the shield of faith, the worthy of them. About you know, chop some strong will to, but instead of completely surrendering, you know, surrendering ourselves into the arms of God and saying, I don't, and I know that I don't know. But I trust you. And it's so easy to be inward focused in these storms, you know. We put all our energy into just trying to stay afloat, trying to water, you know. Once we realize that it's into the arms who does the fighting. But one able to make us float. The world with this, tread that world with this, and rest and joy isn't our focus, you know. Free. Commended into state that we're called to be, at least surrender. You know, calls us to into the arms, even in nothing better, and as a man, strengthening ourselves to put on the shoe peace. The outward look. Storms that Jesus faced, struggle, says that he was in. As we look at the, so that includes your storm, and it includes my storm. He always remained focused. And it goes around incredible peace. You know, you think about healed the ears of storms that just is, you know, remain focused. Is, and as the guards rolled the dice for his garments at the foot of his cross, he's there forgiving them. Back there, dead, always outward looking. It wasn't just something God introduced in the New Testament. It was powerful. 1 Colossians 19:13 says, "Be use us either imprisonment, guards. They were put and forward do and that's where our trust is. Cured, missed, with the hands and feet. Some it was and mountain good for him, and that world was not is to stand. Strength, caves and holes stepping. 1 Corinthians 15:50 planning." Therefore, my beloved brothers, be still. First Corinthians, always in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord, your labor is. Since 1930, remain the Lord, sustain it all. What is this? Is this Timothy, folk for his guardian, Paul, in 50, endless, stormy walk. Sometimes we don't need. Isn't when it says, just see me watching that you is to stand. For the spirit is willing, is enduring. But the rock, you know, but the, all these great things, I don't, we know the promise is weak. Faith and we I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take that next step. But put all our recognition that I'm trying to stay. But our flesh is so weak. And that outward lookingness, the heartedness, servant. And that's where our people, you know, in the midst of this terrible storm, whatever it looks like, this terrible, whatever it I'm spent in our relationship with God, our word and through God's spirit. Jesus' comfort and our ones and our promises and his plans. Be still. And we spend Corinthians 15. And waiting, and resting in the midst of the waves of the gospel, not in vain. Still small, in the midst of knowledge of his power, but our flesh, the next, and then the next, in the next. There's sowing, some saying says, people, you know, God, be strong, God, and let your heart take courage upon the Lord, that you may. God has given us life jacket, this armor, for a reason. He wants us to float, for us to walk through these storms when he does. Received bed, and it's for a reason. For, you know, there's, you think of a man, this armor, walking along a beach shore. It's far different to the reason he wants to bring an incredible storm. And he wants us. We're able to grow stronger with him, to rest in him. They wandered into intimacy with, like if it was in the ground, than we ever could. We're able to with him. Corinthians, it says, me, my grace is sufficient for you. Received is made perfect. 2 Corinthians. Weakness. Therefore, I will boast in all more gladly in my weakness. Therefore, I was made perfect. On me, for the sake of Christ, an incredible content with weakness, insults, hard of endure, insult, weak about them. I really insult persecutions and how to express this journey anymore. And he wants us to know to rest. Women, unless we choose God and say, take on that. Intimacy, taking ourselves in him, but we take that next journey and that intimacy, and to take that next far different step and next step. We'll never survive those storms that we need to, or we'll spend so much time, we'll spend all age getting water, and we'll never be able to impact that crust of it. Actually, be so much purposed from a context of these things. It's in the midst of each of these things, it's not in the midst of, oh my goodness, they're just to rest, they're afloat. For my pact, God does it in ourselves, and thing of, I don't understand it. It's, and I just want to leave it. There's always a purpose, and there's always a, you guys just don't lose your joy. And there's always a right. Take courage in Christ. I kind of just want to leave from Ephesians, from Paul. He says, Ephesians, from Paul, out of his glory, he may strengthen you with power, he may spirit, reason Christ through faith, reason being rebel, established in love, may have power, all of the Lord's holy love. Grasp all of the and how long and how high and how deep our love of Christ him and we ever could. This love surpasses knowledge, is the love that each held with a measure of the fullness of God for you. Hope that just serves someone and just encourages you guys and just encourage. Christ is our strength. All. I really. And he will do it. He will fix it. Yeah. I really.
Thank you so much, Dan.
For my path.
Just opening your heart and showing walk and transfer. Because out of that well.
That you.
Truths. And transfer. Thank you. About the requirement to abandon ourselves to the purposes of a good God, not that he's the creator of the
storm. Out of his glory.
When the storms come in a broken to the purpose
action, we're saying,
leave us or forsake us. For that, Lord, bless you, Lord God, for your sustaining grace on Dan.
Intentions
with walking through wrestling with prosperity.
Recognition that,
Lord God, with a job far exceeded about the
effort
dreams might be. Bless him in his relationship with
where
you, Lord.
Out into
leave us or forsake us in your hand.
I'm going to do it
here, Lord, as well. Dreams might be certainties with
those storms, but with
to lie down and go to sleep with you in the boat in the view that you hold, take the next step and to believe step of the way. Father, we look to you. Our eyes are on you, Jesus. You haven't been deeper.
That just
haven't suffered more wings, more experienced more. So thank you, Jesus. As we without sin and
we can't. God does
have been there,
yet.
Lord God, for that expectations are bring up. Well, Lord God, and we just get all the glory, Jesus, and victorious your heart and glory. It's more so
fast and strength.
Amen. In every way, graced,
Lord, support.